Letting ourselves arrive in our bodies, taking whatever postures we've chosen, and taking some time to be deliberate about those postures, that we can really feel into them. Feeling the touch points. Checking too that the posture gives you some feeling of dignity. Perhaps even courage to meet this life. And so adjusting accordingly. If we're slumped, if the spine is curved with sitting, we may not feel able to meet this life as it is, moment to moment. If our neck and eyes are arched upwards a great deal, we can feel stressed and again unable to meet this life. So we want that head nicely balanced for sitting or standing, neutral with lying down. And play around with the eyes, whether they're open or closed. What helps you? Does it help to have them soft and downwards? How does that feel in terms of your capacity to meet the moment, to meet this life? Or if the eyes are a little more neutral, looking outwards, like the tree or the mountain, how does that feel? And bringing intentionality to our practice, we're embodying intentions for dignity, for awareness, wakefulness. Can we also embody some kindness, some tenderness towards ourselves and our experiences? So notice wherever there's tension in the body, bring awareness to it and see if that awareness can help it to soften. When body is soft, I think there's a chance for some tenderness. As well as receptivity. And as you're ready, allowing for some nice full breaths, feeling into the breathing. Within this sense of the body, there is a body. And then as you're ready, letting the breathing subside and be just as it is, notice where it's pleasant and easy to feel it as a way to be in the present moment as that anchor. You get lost in thought, emotion, other experiences. Just feel into the body, your posture. There is a body. And reconnect with breathing. Hold with tenderness any wanderings of the mind. It's just doing its thing. Strong, salient experiences that take us away from body breathing. Name them, recognize them, allow them. Feel into them for their brief life. Little investigation, feel the sensations. Knowing whatever it is natural. It's nature rolling on. It's okay. And as you're ready, then come back to breathing. Outside of the breathing and body, all these other experiences need to be known, to be included. Oh, yes, now this is happening, now that. As we notice these experiences, we're mindful, we're aware, we're holding with tenderness. Our lives, ourselves. Resolving to meet the moment fully, letting body posture help with this. Meet the moment fully, whatever it contains. Saying yes to whatever shows. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend, as a very good friend, reliable, constant, tender, gentle. when we practice staying grounded in the body, supported by the breathing, dwelling in the present moment, we have a chance to meet this life with tenderness, courage, resilience. Resilience is cultivated as we meet things. We may feel ourselves in a storm, and yet when we go a little deeper into body and breathing, we can start to sense a still point, a center at that storm, and letting it all swirl around us and be known. Notice this refuge that's always available. You can tap into it in a breath, 2-3 breaths. And so we can meet the moment fully and meet it as a friend. Being with that sense of body and breathing now, as we also open to the bells. To finish, to move into the next moments.